the news this morning, as has been on a national basis in focus this week with the Democratic National Convention going on and the different ways it has to go on, the virtual connections and things being done. We have the same expectations next week when the Republicans have their convention going on. And we take a moment just to kind of get to the thoughts, the conversation, if you were tuned in. And in this case, yeah, I know, Pat, you've been checking it out, and Dave as well. I'm the representative of the person who's not paying attention. although I do know last night was a big night, as we're hearing. I mean, man, you have Hillary Clinton speaking. You have President Obama speaking. And then, of course, the introduction of Kamala Harris as the vice presidential candidate. So,
Also had Elizabeth Warren speaking too. There were a lot of they've a lot of the big names in the party, and Nancy Pelosi also spoke for a few minutes last night too. Not sure how many people watched, but we do know one person was watching.
Oh,
Trump. He was tweeting throughout the whole thing, so
offering his play-by-play. Huh?
Yeah, he was.
That's true.
Yeah, he was. So,
any takeaways from what was being seen last night, as far as how it was done, represented, or because a lot of this, you know, the talk is not just about what is being said, or it's a lot of it's how it's being presented too.
Right. Since it's all online. I don't know, kind of followed in what the footsteps of the previous few nights where they were going around. Some of the messages and speeches were taped and some were live. I believe Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama and, of course, Kamala Harris's speeches, they were live. I think Hillary Clinton's was live, too, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, they kind of interspersed it with a bunch of vignettes and things like that.
I think Warren, Clinton, and Pelosi really didn't jump out and grab anybody, but President Obama and Harris had powerful speeches, while Chris Wallace in the Fox analysis afterward called it pedestrian. It was hardly pedestrian, but the one thing, couple things on it, normally when you have former presidents, they don't attack one another, and this was scathing, is a word some people are using about it. The other thing he did, while he gave a strong speech, he was identifying the people that really deserve credit, the people that are the frontline workers and the health care and the postal workers, etc. He was crediting. He left out law enforcement, and law enforcement, I think he wanted to stay away from what's been going on in some of these large cities, but he didn't recognize law enforcement, and the majority of law enforcement in the country are doing their job. So I think that was a big negative, but for the most part, he gave probably one of the strongest speeches I've ever heard him do. Yeah. And Harris gave a very personable for the most part. It was about her and her background and her family, and then she got in a couple of shots after she said she accepted the vice presidency. But I think she gave a pretty good speech. And what do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I thought her speech was to introduce herself, right? I mean, I think to the country, for those who don't really know her. Usually that's what happens with vice presidents, I think. The nominees, that's their job, is to introduce and then to go on the attack, because they are the ones who are usually
yes,
expected to kind of go below the fray a little bit, right? And hit below the belt a little bit.
But she, one thing she did, again, along with the lines of what Obama did, she was very specific to mention George Floyd and other people that died at the hands of police. And in this case, the law of the country was in agreement with her on the way George Floyd died. However, as a former prosecutor who represents we the people, I would have think that she would have at least recognized the work, the tough job that law enforcement has to do, and she didn't do that.
All right. I thought, I don't know. I have to go back and listen to it, I suppose. I will say that I thought Obama's speech was not it was more of a call to arms speech.
Mm-hmm.
It was not soaring rhetoric. it was not the Obama that we saw in 08 and 2012 and even 2016 when he gave a speech at the convention there, or 2004 when we were all introduced to him at that convention. This was different. That's why I think a lot of people are taking note of this speech. He, like Dave said, he didn't hold back. And I think there was maybe a lot of pent-up frustration over the last 4 years releasing.
Was that, do you think that was what his choice was? Did they say, Mr. President, you're going to speak, say what you want?
They weren't going to tell him.
I just wanted to say, here's what we want you to do. Because you said, we need this to be said, and you're the one that can say it.
Right.
That's what I'm wondering if they came to him.
I think they gave him carte blanche. Who was going to tell him no?
That's true.
And again, go back to what I originally said, is normally presidents respect one another after they've left office. Yeah. And that was a bit of a negative thing on his part to do that kind of a speech attacking Trump. On the other hand, Trump hasn't done the greatest job when it comes to getting together with former presidents, such as at the Lewis funeral and other things that he's boycotted and not gone to. So I guess kind of a wash between the two of them.
Well, to what Pat's point was, too, usually you have a vice president or others that do the attacking. We know from President Trump, he's been on the attack as the president from the get-go. He has not had others who have stepped up, or he has allowed to. He has wanted to do it himself. So maybe President Obama is saying, look, if the president himself is going to do this, I've got to push back as a president myself, because I can speak from the Oval Office where I know he's sitting.
Right.
He's got the experience.
One thing that surprises me is whatever Trump was tweeting, and I didn't see any of those, I'm surprised at least some of it isn't making it into the news cycle this morning. I haven't seen anything on any of our sources.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot about his tweets. But yeah, you're right, Dave. Yeah, I guess. I think I heard on Fox Radio News.
Might have on Fox.
They brought up his tweets. Yeah. On there, especially he said something negative about Biden during Harris's speech, and then went after. I think he accused Obama of spying on him. He put that out there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much of the attention is going to be on what is the convention? You know, is next week the attention will be on the Republicans? So that might be where the news cycle
right.
is going.
Yeah,
right
that
now.
Could be. Yeah. Don't make judgments on all on one week because you've got to hear both weeks to make an opinion as to. Forming your own opinions.
Yeah, no, that's right. So yeah,
that's what we encourage, whether you're hearing it or seeing it or witnessing it yourself or hearing some of the news reports. There's a lot of information you can seek out, you can gather, you can read about, you can hear about, and form your particular opinion, please.